we have to take a different approach this year to the YES program. The YES program, for many years, when you were on that program, you spent a year, you would come out with a certificate to say that you are a participant of the YES program, you receive training. But our country is moving towards a technical and vocational aspect. And what we have to do, if we are empowering our youths, we want to make sure that they have something meaningful. So going forward, we have to do a marriage where we marry the YES persons with the technical and vocational aspects. Not only would they come in, spend a year, sometimes they just leave with that certificate, but what happens after? So in a method of empowering them is to make sure that we have them in one of our courses offered at some of the institutes, and the institutes, they are growing. They are growing across our country. A lot of youngsters are going to the institute, but not enough, because we are having a lot of shortage in the skill sector. So we have to make sure that we encourage our youth